Okay, at this point, Al's going to read directly from the printout that you have, if you've gone to it and want to follow along with us, the text of the target scripture that we're dealing with in this episode where David kills Goliath. Go ahead, Al.
When the words which David spoke were heard, they told them to Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail on account of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine." Then Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant was tending his father's sheep, when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock. I went out after him and attacked him, and rescued the lamb from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard, struck him, and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear."
Okay, now what's happening at this point is David has been bragging in front of the army generally about his exploits, and the bragging has been heard and passed on to Saul, and Saul sends for David. And this is where we begin in this target verse. And David is still being braggadocious and telling Saul that he's willing to go up against the Philistine Goliath. And David then goes about telling Saul how he has fought and prevailed in the past. He has fought both the lion and the bear. And not only did he fight with these guys, he went out after them. Unlike most shepherds who would stay back and protect the rest of the flock, he went out and after the predator and attacked and rescued the lamb from his mouth. And when the predator rises up against David, David seizes him by the beard or by the jaw in some translations and strikes him and kills him. And so David brags that in front of Saul and anybody else who's listening that he has killed both the lion and the bear. David is bragging in the item marked A. David is bragging that he is experienced in single-handedly attacking and fighting a larger and stronger opponent. He makes a point of announcing openly for all to hear regarding his experience in close quarters one-on-one fighting. But what else is happening here? What else is happening is that David is using a deception. He is disclosing the tactic of a putative, because we don't know that this really happened, previous success, but not the tactic or strategy that he intends to use later with Goliath. And the purpose of this, or the benefit of this, is if there are spies about, he is deceiving them and passing false intelligence on to the enemy. And if we go back and compare this with the teachings of Sun Tzu in the Art of Warfare, we find that Sun Tzu says all warfare is based on deception. And there's a site there for you at section 1, paragraph 18. And there's also a section on spies where Sun Tzu talks about using enemy spies to your own benefit. So in item C, we see that David has openly declared his prior success of seizing the predator by the beard or by the jaw and killing him more than once. So it is presumed by the listeners that he will operate in the same manner here when he goes up against Goliath. But going back to Sun Tzu teaches in the Art of War, do not repeat the tactics that gave you your previous victory. And that is assuming that David had actually used the staff rather than the sling in defending his flock from predators previously. This could have been a double deception. If you'd go on, Al, please.
All right. "And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God. And David said, 'The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.'"
Now notice here that David acts out of past experience. He has no mandate from God to engage Goliath. God didn't send him to the battlefield. His father sends him. God gives him no specific instructions about how to engage Goliath or how he's going to succeed. In fact, David has no assurance of help from God of any kind.
"And Saul said to David, 'Go and may the Lord be with you.' Then Saul clothed David with his garments and put a bronze helmet on his head. And he clothed him with armor. David girded his sword over his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested him. So David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. And David took them off.
Okay, now the point we want to make here is that a soldier does not disclaim his own weapon for those unfamiliar to him. Now, we did not expressly find this in Sun Tzu, but in our own experience as combat veterans, this is a principle that we hold to.
He took his stick in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had in his pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine.
Note that David does not appear to hide the sling. He displays both of his weapons, the sling, which is a relatively long-range weapon, and the stick, or staff, a close-quarters weapon. He has no shield.
Then the Philistine came on and approached David with the shield-bearer in front of him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy with a handsome appearance. The Philistine said to David, Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?
Now here, Goliath takes note of David's weapons, as any combatant would. Goliath notes and assesses his opponent's armaments. However, even though the sling is there to be seen in David's hand, Goliath only gives comment to the staff. Apparently, the counterintelligence appears to have worked. Goliath has heard of David's exploits and past victories, and it appears that he thinks that David intends to come at him with the stick. David's use of spies has worked.
And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine also said to David, Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beast of the field.
Now this is Goliath talking trash before the battle. This is a battle of champions. In a champions battle, the two champions, or the when they confront each other, talk trash at each other and brag about how their god is going to defeat the other person's champion and therefore the other person's army.
Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin.
Now here David makes a verbal note of Goliath's armaments. We've seen that Goliath has already noted David's. And in this note, the shield bearer is not present. Goliath appears to have either missed noting David's sling, not likely for a seasoned warrior, or he dismissed it in view of his intelligence of David's past exploits.
When I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, who you have taunted, this day the Lord will deliver you up into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
Now this is David's trash talk before the battle. Trash talk is part of the psyops aspect of a champion's battle.
Then it happened when the Philistine rose and came and drew near to meet David. Then David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine.
This is important. Whether Goliath has noted David's long-range weapon or not, he still has to close with David to engage him with either the spear or the javelin. He has not even drawn his sword. To Goliath, if David falls back, he is going to use the sling. If David advances, as David does, then David must be intending to use his staff. But David is not merely advancing, he is running towards his opponent. Goliath is now expecting David to engage him with the staff. David is doing the expected to conceal an unexpected turn. According to Sun Tzu in The Art of War, take advantage of the enemy's unreadiness. Goliath is not ready to engage David's sling. He's making ready to engage David's staff. Make your way by unexpected routes. David runs rather than merely advances and attacked in unexpected quarters. He attacks with his sling, as we shall see, rather than his staff.
And David put his hand in the bag and took from it a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. And the stone sank into his forehead so that he fell on his face on the ground.
Now, there is a link here that you can go to that demonstrates the lethality of the sling as a weapon, and also its accuracy for hitting very small target areas. Also, David does not need to kill Goliath with a stone, only to disable him, because David ultimately kills Goliath with Goliath's own sword.
Thus David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and he struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of its sheath, and killed him, cut his head off with it. When the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. The men of Israel and Judea arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the valley, and to the gates of Ekron. And the slain Philistines lay along the way to Sharon, even to Garth and Ekron. The sons of Israel returned from chasing the Philistines and plundered their camps. Then David took the Philistine's head and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put the Philistine's weapons in his tent.
Now this last part was important because the Philistines were technologically a superior force. The Philistines had entered into the Iron Age, so they had iron weapons, and the Israelites at this point probably did not, and so Goliath's weapons were a particular prize. And in later scriptures, we'll see that if we get to that point, we'll see that Goliath's sword plays an important part in King David's recapturing of his throne after he's been driven out of Jerusalem. And so that's it for this quick little podcast here. Take a look at some of the other materials that we have regarding this episode, and I think you'll find some things of interest in it. And stay tuned for our next update, because David, like us, is a soldier, and we will visit his exploits more in the future and learn what he learned and learn what God had to do with his soldiering.